What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Marketing for the Uninhibited podcast. I'm your host, virtual marketing coach, and fellow creative soul, Miranda Rodriguez. In this podcast, you'll get expert marketing guidance that you can implement on your own, and you'll learn how marketing your business can be simple, doable, and fun. Everyone, welcome back to the Marketing for the Uninhibited podcast journal prompt episodes. Wherever this finds you, maybe you're in the car, maybe you are sneaking in some quiet time as you get ready in the morning, or you just need a break from the day right now. Take a moment to settle in to the next few minutes, stretch, grab something to drink, maybe light a candle or some sage. And just really try to stay present. So if you listened to yesterday's episode, number 29, you know that we are on a self-love journey for the next few journal prompt episodes together. Yesterday we talked about curiosity and asking yourself like one thing you're curious about, staying curious about your behavior or your patterns of thought throughout the day. And today we are coming to journal prompt number 30 is awareness. So it's like a step up from curiosity. Yesterday you were curious. You recognized some things. You noticed some things. And now we're aware, right? And now this doesn't have to just take place in like a 24-hour period. This is going to be a lifelong journey. But I'm going to guide you on this through, you know, every day for the next few. So for the purpose of this episode, we're just talking about awareness. We're leveling up from curiosity about ourselves to awareness of like, oh my gosh, this is something I do. Like I think I mentioned recently when I was younger, every time I would achieve like a huge success, I would sabotage by getting very, very drunk and doing something, behaving in a manner that I would wake up feeling like shameful about, like whether I was just drunk and like being a jerk or just, you know, drunk, like waking up feeling like I had to apologize to someone, right? And that was my cycle of success. Like I would get into college and then that night go do something embarrassing when I like get embarrassingly drunk. So I started to realize that like as I got older through, you know, with the help of life coaching and therapy and stuff, like becoming very aware of that pattern of behavior. And the definition of awareness is the quality or state of being aware, knowledge and understanding that something is happening or exists. So if you have a pattern of behavior that you're looking to modify or change or just no longer do, this is the next step, awareness of that behavior. So today I want you to write about that. What has come to your attention after being curious about yourself, maybe curious about your success or your business or the way you're showing up in your relationships, and now you're like, oh my goodness, I recognize a pattern here. And a lot, and in business, this comes up, and we talked about this in the self-sabotage and upper limits episode, but this is what I'm talking about. Like, do you have an upper limit that keeps repeating itself and holding you back from success? Do you have a self-sabotage pattern of behavior that is limiting your success? And the reason why we're not going to dive deeper into that right now is because right now it's just the awareness level, just saying like, I recognize this. So write that down today. What are you aware of in terms of your behavior? Maybe even going so far as to like acknowledging that, well, we'll get there. So today is just awareness. Thank you so much for being here. I hope this helps you. And if you're not sure, just sit with this today. Sit with the definition of awareness. Sit with the level of awareness you have of yourself. People throw around the term self-awareness just like they do self-love and self-care, but what does it mean to truly be aware of oneself? It means having an understanding that something is happening or exists within you in your patterns of behavior. And then you can take that one step further and say, how is this impacting my business? How is this affecting the way I market my business, I communicate with my target audience, or I see my own success? All right, guys, that's it for today. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Hi, friends. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Marketing for the Uninhibited podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode, including our daily journal prompts, short mini episodes to help you get your marketing mindset right for the day. And if you're ready to commit to leveling up your marketing skill set, to growing your business, and to changing your life for the better, visit marketinguninhibited.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation. Now go kick some marketing ass.